The question was asked, are there people who do not have a conscience? People who can be evil and proud about it? People who can lie, cheat, and steal and be comfortable with it? So we find a few concepts in the Tanakh, and I'm not sure if we should say each of those concepts applies to everyone, or that maybe there are different people. David HaMelech describes some people who cover up their conscience. In the terminology of Tehillim, he says they cover their hearts with fat, which is another way of saying they cover up their conscience. And we all know what that means because we do it too. There are times that we do what we shouldn't be doing and we find ways to cover up, to appease our conscience. So that's one type of person. Then there are people who David HaMelech describes, lo yishnuim lo yareu. They can't go to sleep at night if they didn't hurt someone. So there are people who can attain that level of evil. There was once a guy who was describing his brother. His brother works, it's not really a bouncer, he works on a certain government patrol where what they're doing all day is basically catching people trying to infiltrate the country and beating them up. So he said about his brother, he said, I remember him ever since he was a kid, once he hit age 9, 10, 11, big bulky guy. He couldn't end the day without beating up a few people. This is the type of man he was, is. So David HaMelech does describe people like that. And the Chaye Adam says an allusion in passing in the laws of Netilas Yadayim, he describes the Tzelem Elokim, the godly form that we were granted. And he says, you can't lose it unless a person goes too far, and then he could lose Tzelem Elokim. So he insinuates that. He doesn't go into it. That's not his topic. But you see that people could reach a point where that is their nature and that is what they like. And that is what David HaMelech describes as well. That there's a level of wickedness where a person lives for doing evil. So I guess there is a way to overcome the conscience. It certainly seems that way from certain midrashim. There's a concept of connecting with evil, of desiring evil, of focusing on evil. So it seems that way. It seems that a person does have that option of going down a dark route to the point where the conscience isn't bothering him anymore. It seems that that is a possibility. I wouldn't say that most people are there, but I do think certain people can get there. There's a third type of person, and that's a person who's not normal. Saying there are people who have all kinds of problems, and that can be a cause for not having a conscience. I've seen certain autistic people who didn't seem to have a conscience. They didn't seem to have a concept of something being hurtful to someone else. So just like you can have autistic people, there are all kinds of other emotional issues where a person might not have a conscience. But that's, again, that's already something really exceptional.